33.
Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, June 5th. Currently with partly cloudy skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.16. And the dew point is 55 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. U.S. Army Sergeant Gregory Knoll, who was killed during World War II, has finally been accounted for. More with J.P. Bizet.
Knoll's battalion played a crucial role in capturing Schmidt, Germany, in the Hürtgen Forest. Sadly, he was reported killed in action in 1944, and his remains were never recovered. However, in January, the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency successfully identified Knoll's remains with the help of DNA provided by one of his brothers. Knoll will be laid to rest at his hometown of Garden City on July 7th.
The Wichita Animal Shelter has seen an increase in the number of pets being dropped off at the shelter, sometimes more than 30 per day. The overwhelming majority of animals that go to the Wichita Animal Shelter wind up with the Kansas Humane Society or an animal rescue group in the area. Many animal shelters across the country are at capacity or over capacity, and adopters and foster families are needed, also volunteers at animal shelters to help take care of the pets. Donations are welcome, too. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Trying to quit smoking or vaping is difficult enough, and when you're pregnant, there's even more at stake. The good news is there's help. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line has a special free program designed specifically to help quit during pregnancy. This customized program provides one-on-one coaching, and for a limited time, you can even receive a $30 MasterCard gift card after each session, up to 5 during your pregnancy and 4 after. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW to start your quit journey. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Friday, Governor Kelly joined United States Representative Sharice Davids, area legislators, and other state health leaders in Olathe to bring public awareness to what Kansans on CanCare need to do to ensure they don't unnecessarily lose coverage during the renewal process. And during the press conference, Governor Kelly and Representative Davids pointed to the CanCare renewal process as part of the case to expand Medicaid. Governor Kelly said health insurance is foundational to healthy communities, which is why she's glad to join forces with Representative Davids to make sure qualifying Kansans know what they need to do to keep their coverage. However, this process makes the need to expand Medicaid that much clearer, as it will boost the economy, bring hard-earned tax dollars back to Kansas, and most importantly, save lives. Kansans can prepare for the CanCare renewal process by updating their contact information and return paperwork in a timely manner. Christine Osterlund, the Deputy Medical Director and Director of Operations for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, stated that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is working to ensure that reviews are processed efficiently, accurately, and in compliance with federal regulations for all Kansans with Medicaid, including ensuring fellow Kansans are provided more than the required time frame to return the review. It's vital that any Kansan with Medicaid update their contract information with the CanCare Clearinghouse and that all review paperwork is signed, dated, and received by the CanCare Clearinghouse by the date listed on the review form. For more information, you can visit cancare.ks.gov. A firefighter was injured while on the scene of a fire in Russell. Just after 9 p.m. on Friday, the City of Russell Fire Department was paged to a structure fire at 1706 North Main Street, according to a media release. And shortly after the fire units arrived on the scene, a police officer reported an explosion and a firefighter injured. Russell County EMS transported Fire Chief Dylan Riedel to Russell Regional Hospital. Eagle Med then transported him to a burn unit at Via Christi in Wichita. Fire crews contained the fire to the garage, and the Kansas State Fire Marshal was contacted to assist in the investigation, where the origin of the fire is still under investigation. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development is developing a comprehensive strategic plan to expand broadband infrastructure statewide and ensure every Kansan has access to reliable high-speed internet. To assist in this and provide accurate data for the plan, the department is reminding residents to participate in an important online speed test and survey. The data collected ultimately will help guide the allocation of state and federal resources to areas in need. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said that by engaging directly with Kansans to learn about their broadband capacity, they aim to secure significant funding to connect underserved areas and establish Kansas as one of the best states in the nation for high-speed internet access. The speed test will measure internet speed, general location, and the IP address while maintaining the privacy of personal information. Participants will also be asked to complete an optional survey that provides vital insights into connectivity patterns, necessary training requirements, and affordability of internet services. While this is not the first initiative of its kind, it's undeniably significant, and greater participation from residents will allow more accurate results. Participants will be asked to take 5 to 7 tests at different times of the day or days of the week. To participate, residents should visit the official website of the initiative, broadbandks.com, where they can complete a quick and simple online speed test. And this test, which only takes a few minutes, will provide valuable data on internet connectivity throughout the state. The Kansas Department of Agriculture reminds all those in the Kansas agriculture community that mental health needs to be a priority all year round. As farmers and ranchers face unavoidable pressure from the daily challenges that are part of agriculture, from unpredictable weather to fluctuations in commodity market prices, added stress can be difficult to manage. Several years ago, the Kansas Department of Agriculture, along with several Kansas Ag partners, developed a website to provide resources and support to those dealing with ag-related stress, and the website can be found at kansasagstress.org. The website serves as a resource for those struggling with issues ranging from mental health, anxiety, and suicide to substance abuse and food insecurity. Visitors will also find information regarding financial counseling, legal assistance, disaster recovery, and much more. As more tools are developed and become available, this website continues to be updated and serves as a hub of current information and resources. For example, the Kansas Department of Agriculture collaborated with Kansas Corn to add a section of mental health providers with agriculture-specific experience called AgAware. KansasAgStress.org features resources and support for every member of the family, from teens to aging adults, and unique resources are also available to assist farmer veterans who face the issues that come with farming, along with possible challenges of being a military veteran. The Kansas Department of Agriculture and the state of Kansas is committed to serving Kansas farmers, ranchers, agribusinesses, and the customers they serve. And together with their partners, they've made it a priority to provide support and assistance to Kansans battling ag-related stress and mental health struggles. In Nebraska news, a central Nebraska man was sentenced to 20 years in prison on Thursday for attempted production of child pornography, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. U.S. District Judge John M. Girard also sentenced Michael Melgard to 10 years of post-prison supervised release, as there's no parole in the federal system. Melgard, a 54-year-old from Alda, took nude photos of minors while they were showering, sleeping, or changing clothes, and the victims ranged in age from 4 to 11. Melgard indicated to authorities that he would keep the images for a time before deleting them, and when authorities searched his electronic devices, they found 14 images of child porn. Melgard also must pay $6,000 to funds established for victims of such crimes. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen signed the Adopt the E-15 Access Standard Act on Thursday, and Legislative Bill 562, which was introduced by Senator Myron Dorn, requires most gas stations to offer E-15 gasoline by 2028. The legislation also gives tax credits to gas stations that offer higher ethanol blends. Lawmakers said smaller gas stations will have the option to file for exemptions, and those approved will have 5 years to add E15 to the pumps. The Renewable Fuels Association said that during the pandemic, Americans who used E15 saved nearly $60 million at the pump, and it came at a time when many people dealt with financial hardships. On Tuesday, senators voted 46-0 to pass the E15 Access Standard Act after the final round of debate. At the signing on Thursday, Pillen was joined by several state senators, including Dorn, Anna Weishart, and Tony Vargas. The law goes into effect in 2024. an Oxford man facing over a dozen charges after he allegedly sexually assaulted a girl over the course of a year and a half, has pled not guilty. Harlan County District Court records show 34-year-old Spencer White has been charged with 18 counts of first-degree sexual assault of a child, and the details of the case are not public. However, court records indicate the sexual assault involved a 15-year-old girl and happened between March 2021 and August of 2022 in White's home in rural Harlan County. His next court hearing is scheduled for June 22nd. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Highway Patrol released its Memorial Day weekend holiday activity report, and the reporting period for the holiday ran from 6 p.m. on Friday, May 26th, through 11:59 p.m. on Monday, May 29th. The Kansas Highway Patrol worked 4 fatal crashes that were non-DUI related, resulting in 5 fatalities during the reporting period, and they also reported across Kansas 20 DUI arrests, 756 speed citations, 72 adult safety belt citations, 6 teenage safety belt citations, 16 child restraint citations, and 705 motorist assist calls. On Thursday, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment updated its blue-green algae advisory list, lifting Norton Lake, Keith Sebelius Reservoir, from the list. However, Marion Lake in Marion County is still under a warning. Kansas recognizes 3 advisory levels, a hazard status, which indicates that a harmful algae bloom is present and extreme conditions exist, a warning status, which indicates that conditions are unsafe for human and pet exposure and contact with the water body should be avoided, and a watch status, which means that a blue-green algae has been detected and a harmful algae bloom is present or likely to develop, and people are encouraged to avoid areas of algae accumulation and keep their pets and livestock away from the water. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports that advisories are lifted when cell densities and toxin concentrations dissipate to levels below the watch threshold. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment investigates publicly accessible bodies of water for blue-green algae when the agency receives reports of potential algae blooms in Kansas lakes. And based on credible field observation and sampling results, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports on potentially harmful conditions. If you observe a scum or paint-like surface on the water, small floating blue-green clumps or filaments in the water, or if the water is an opaque green, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says you should avoid contact and keep your pets away. The State Conservation Commission will hold its regular meeting tomorrow, Tuesday, June 6, at 1 p.m. at the K-State Southwest Research Extension Center in Garden City, and a virtual meeting option can also be accessed on request. The SCC consists of 5 elected commissioners, 2 ex officio members representing the Kansas State University Agriculture Experiment Station and Cooperative Extension Service, and 2 appointed members representing the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Natural Resources Conservation Service. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Conservation consults with the SCC to protect and enhance Kansas's natural resources through the development, implementation, and maintenance of policies, guidelines, and programs designed to assist local governments and individuals in conserving the state's renewable resources. For more information or to request a copy of the agenda, you can contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture, DOC, at kda.doc@ks.gov. In a press release, the Norton County Hospital stated that recently the Norton County Hospital Board of Trustees made a change in administration and announced that Kellen Jacobs, the rehabilitation manager, is the interim CEO. Jacobs graduated from Phillipsburg in 2001, where he was born and raised, and he then went on to graduate from UNK with a bachelor's in exercise science. Afterward, he went immediately to grad school at Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar, Missouri, where he received his Doctor of Physical Therapy degree in 2009. He's worked at many locations since then in every imaginable situation where one can practice physical therapy, and Jacobs has been the rehabilitation manager at the Norton County Hospital since January 2014. Jacob said they have a tremendous amount of highly educated and well-experienced staff, and they can share ways to work hard together to ensure success. He added that he will do his best to foster an environment that is safe to share ideas and brainstorm ways to prosper, and he will always do what he thinks is best for the employees and the organization as a whole, with the goal of the Norton County Hospital to be successful for a very long time. The Norton County Hospital stated they are grateful to have Jacobs's experience and leadership to help guide the way and continue to empower health and wellness at any stage of life for this community. More information about the hospital can be found on their website at ntcohosp.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m. Otherwise, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 82 and a calm wind becoming east around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 7 p.m., and it should be mostly clear with a low around 57 and a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 84, and on Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 58. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we don't want a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your forecast. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with the high near 87. On Thursday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 85. On Friday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 82. On Saturday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 83. And on Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be partly sunny with a high near 78. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.16, and the dew point is 55 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Make the most of your summer with a certificate from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. June 1st through the 30th, earn 5.2% APY on a 9-month certificate while you soak up the sun. Lock in this great rate today and start earning more from your savings. New deposits with a minimum of $5,000 are required to earn the stated APY. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. The Kansas City Royals beat the Colorado Rockies yesterday 2-0 to salvage the final game of their three-game series. Brady Singer got his fourth win of the year on Sunday, throwing 5 2/3 scoreless innings while allowing just 5 hits and striking out 7. Royals manager Matt Quatrero spoke after the game about Singer's outing.
First of all, I think it's fastball command, too. You know, he did a good job of elevating when he had to, but also pitching to the corners. And then the slider, you know, I don't know exactly how the metrics look, but it looked like it had some better depth at times when he needed to get under the left-handed bat or expand with the righties. And again, even that, it's command. You know, he puts them in really good spots when he needed to.
The Royals will be back in action tonight for the first game of a 6-game road trip taking on the Miami Marlins. Carlos Hernandez will start the game as the Royals opener and will be followed by Mike Myers. Miami will counter with Braxton Garrett, who's 1-2 this season with a 4.22 ERA. First pitch is set for 5:40. KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slate Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We're seeing a few spotty storms ongoing across extreme north-central Kansas here early on, and we're watching sort of a change in the weather pattern. A jet stream now across north-central Mexico into southern Florida. The northern jet stream well into western Canada, where a ridge of high pressure was extending all the way from the upper Midwest into parts of Kansas. That was pulling moisture in from the south, southern Texas, into Oklahoma and Kansas, giving us a warm, humid start to the morning and some fog showing up in extreme northeastern Kansas. We will have chances of isolated thunderstorms through much of this week, a cold front arriving by Saturday night, and a threat of severe weather returning by early next week. In northwestern Kansas today, a chance of an isolated thunderstorm with a high in the upper 70s. Temperatures today will be in the mid-80s in north-central Kansas, and in northeast Kansas, today's high 88. Southwestern Kansas, a thunderstorm with a high in the upper 70s, or high mid-80s in south-central Kansas, upper 80s in the southeastern part of the state. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you very much for that check of the weather, Dan Holliday. The cattle markets were a sight to behold last week, with futures showing substantial gains due to incredibly strong cash. Hogs posted a strong week due to the gains in cash and cutout prices. We can look now over to the grain market, starting out with some corn. Corn is mixed to begin this week, and with July corn down 2 cents and December corn up by 2 cents. Over to soybeans, they're slightly lower in old crop, slightly higher in new crop, as traders balance the old crop demand situation with the new crop weather concerns. Wheat markets are slightly higher Monday morning with this Friday supply and demand report in traders' sights. We have seen improvements in the USDA crop condition ratings over the past few weeks, but it is still historically low. This has been a check of the markets and the weather. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.